Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Ephesians 3, verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Watch this, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Unto him be glory in the church. Unto him be glory in the church. Now, I thought about this, just the greatness of God that we see. I remember years ago, and I may have said this, but years ago, Brother Jimmy Millsap he's one of my mentors. He's one of my heroes. And Brother Jimmy Millsap pastors, he preaches there too, but pastors, Grace Tabernacle Baptist Church in Robbinsville, North Carolina. Matter of fact, some of y'all's heard Brother Millsaps. He's preached here for us before, but he's just always been one of my mentors. And we was talking, and this was years ago, probably 10 or 12 years ago. We was talking and talking about the goodness of God and how good God had been to us, and just how blessed we was at Amazing Grace. And here's what I told him. I said, you know, preacher, I said, I pray one day God lets us build on and lets us expand our Sunday school space. And he did that in 2017. And I said, I pray one day that God lets us build a new sanctuary for this reason, for the glory of God and for a testimony of what world missions, given to world missions, will do. And I was standing up there on the hill this morning, I took that picture, and I began to think about that verse. Now unto him that is able. Now unto him that is able. You know what, church? We're not able to do that. It's not us that has done this. And if we ever come to a place where we say, look what we have done, I promise you, God will write Inkybob over this place and the doors will close on it. But the Bible said, now unto him that is able. Now unto him that is able. I remember when I took the church, some said, man, I don't understand how you'll ever do anything up there in the middle of nowhere. Now unto him that is able. Who'd have ever dreamed that really out in the middle of nowhere that God would let us do what we've done? Mr. Steph, you can just leave that up through the rest of the service. And I want you to see God's greatness is abundant. God's greatness is abundant. What did he say? I'm headed to the last verse, but what did he say? Here's what he said. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You see, the greatness of God is abundant. The greatness of God is abundant tonight. He can do whatever God wants to do. I thought about this, and let me just read you something one writer said. He said this, Paul addresses it to him that is able or beyond being capable to do exceedingly abundantly, which is above calculation or exceeding any expectation, and above all, which is beyond or more than anything we may ask for or think of asking for. Here's what the writer said. If you calculate the power of God's love and put it to the test, God will surpass the test and exceed it. If you go back and recalculate and do the test over and even greater, when God puts his love to task, he will exceed it each and every time. And this can be done over and over and over, and we cannot ever exhaust His limitation. He will not just exceed, He will far surpass, over and beyond exceed anything we could ever ask or think of. You say, preacher, what do you say? I'm talking about the greatness of God is abundant tonight. The greatness of God. There's no way that we could ever even begin to comprehend the greatness of God. Just how great that God is. I was preaching Sunday and dealing with creation and dealing with the human body and how God was enough in creation. But man, I'm going to tell you something. When you look at creation tonight, one of the things that our family loves to do, we love to chase waterfalls. And you say, preacher, what do you mean by that? We love to hike to waterfalls. And we've been to a lot of the waterfalls in the state of North Carolina. And man, I'm telling you, get in there to them. And not long ago, we went to one up next to Mount Mitchell. And it was one of the most sought after ones in North Carolina. And we got up there to that, and it was just unreal how beautiful it was. And it was about a 2 or 2.5 mile hike in there to it, and worth every step of the way to see that. I'll never forget, we done a several years ago, and me and a couple other guys done a 6 mile hike back in the Middle Falls in Graham County, North Carolina, and camped tonight and came back out and trout fished up in there. And to go back in there and to see that creation and those woods that have never been logged, and to see the greatness of God. You said, preacher, what do you say? I'm saying it's abundant tonight. The greatness of God is abundant tonight. But hear me and hear me well. That God that is so abundant in His greatness is interested in a little old church setting up here on the side of a hill with a bunch of sinners that ought to be in hell tonight. The greatness of God is abundant. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. But I thought about this. The God's greatness, it is abundant. But I wrote this down today. God's gift is amazing. His gift is amazing. What did he say in verse number 20? He said, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, immediately our mind goes to John 3:16 when we think about the gift of God and Him sending His Son. But you know what? His Son went away. You remember that story, don't you? It's called the Ascension, 40 days after the resurrection. His Son went away, and you know what He done? He said this, it's expedient for me to go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. And John goes on to tell us in chapter 14 that that Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, amen, will come unto us. And you know what happened on the day of Pentecost? The Holy Spirit came, and now you and I as the believer have something that's called the power of the Holy Spirit that's indwelling within us. He is abundant. His grace and His goodness is abundant, but His gift tonight, it's amazing tonight to know that the Holy Spirit, if it's the Holy Spirit and He is a triune Godhead, would you not agree with me? It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit's living within me, that means the Son's living within me. If the Son's living within me, that means God's living within me. This abundant God that is able to do anything, there's nothing He can't do. He's now moved inside of me, which enables me. Are you getting where I'm going? God's gift is amazing tonight. The power that Paul was just emphasized is within us. The overabundant power of God is dwelling within us tonight. His power is actively within us. I thought about these verses in chapter number 1. Listen to what he said in verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand and in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He is living in us. And I thought about this. Let me show you one other thing. I thought about God's greatness is abundant. God's gift is amazing. But God's glory is ageless. God's glory is ageless. What did he say? Look what he said in verse number 21. Unto him be glory in the church. And he goes on to say this. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Where does the glory belong? Unto him. Amen. Where does the glory belong? The location of the glory. Where does it go to? It goes to him. His glory belongs to him. When we take glory for this, I promise you it's going to be over with. Amen. The glory of God belongs to him. It's not ours to give. Hey, look, I'll never forget. Daddy told this illustration years ago. He said there was a young man fixing to preach one night. And said that the preacher called him up, said, man, he come running up on the platform, and you could just tell, man, he was a showboat. And said he tried to preach for about 5 or 10 minutes, and said finally he just closed his Bible up, held his head down, eased back down off the platform and sat down. Said the older preacher sitting beside of him, when he sat down, looked over at him, he said, boy, if you'd have went up the way you come down, you could have come down the way you went up. You know what he was saying? He was saying this, you better learn humility, and you better learn all the glory belongs to God. It's not mine tonight. It's nothing that I have done. It's nothing that you have done, but it's all because of you. So, well, preacher, I'm able to be here, so it is something I've done. Who give you the health to be here? You say, well, preacher, I'm able to give, so it is something I've done. Who give you the ability to go to work and to earn a dollar so you could? Who give you the job that you got? It's all his tonight. All the glory belongs to him tonight. It's not my glory. It's not your glory. It's all his glory tonight. He said, unto him be glory. But watch this. Unto him be glory. Where at? Where at? Christ gets the glory, but where at? At the church. At the church, he said, unto him be glory. What did he say? In the church by Christ Jesus. God is to get the glory. When we come to church, it's not about you. It's not about your feelings. It's not about your young person. It's not. Somebody holler amen and help the preacher on Wednesday night, or I'll bog in and preach 2 hours like a madman. It's not about you. It's not about your feelings. It's not about my feelings. Unto him be glory in the church. It's about him at the church house. It's not about how you sing. If the only time you come to church is when somebody will recognize you, or you can get on the platform, bless God, you coming for the wrong reason. It's all about him tonight. And down at the church house, it's not a social club. It's not just a place where we come to get together. It's a place where we come to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ and lift high the blood-stained banner down at the church house. Oh yes, he said, unto him be glory in the church. Unto him be glory, unto God be glory in the church. Amen. I'm telling you, when we go to tell you, say, well, somebody come up to me and said, boy, that was a good Sunday school lesson. You better say, well, I thank the Lord for helping me. Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for it because it's him tonight. Boy, it's him. He didn't say if you be lifted up, he'd draw all men unto him. Somebody help me right there. Well, I was tired when I got started, but I feel like preaching a little while right now. He didn't say that. He didn't say if the singers be lifted up, he'd draw all men unto him. He didn't say if the ones playing the instruments be lifted up, he'd draw all men unto him. He didn't say anything about the preacher if he was lifted up. But he said this, if I be lifted up, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God tonight. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Unto him be glory in the church. Unto who? It's all that glory. His glory is ageless tonight. All of it belongs to him tonight. Every bit of it belongs to him. I thought about this. Unto him, that's God when you go back and study the context. Unto him, God, be what glory? We're at in the church. But how does he get it? By Christ Jesus. By Christ. Let me tell you the reason. Brother Josh, that we can lift an unworthy hand because of Christ Jesus. Amen. Because of what Christ done for you and what he done for me. Amen. We just had church this afternoon over here on the side, me and Brother Josh. And, his name just left me. Yeah, Brother James. Me and Brother Josh and Brother James are standing over here, and we just had church this afternoon. But I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. The reason we are what we are is because of Christ tonight. The reason we're saved, it's because of on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. It's because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are what we are. He said, unto him be glory. Who? God. Where at the church. Why? Because of Christ. It's because of him tonight. It's because of him. What did he say? He said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Throughout all ages. You said, preacher, what should we do every time we come to church? We ought to lift up high the glory of God. Amen. They ought not be a service down at the church house that's dead. Amen. You say, you just don't know how tired I am. Well, you just don't know how tired I am if you just won't be honest about it. I'm running on coffee right now, all right? And you say, why wasn't it Red Bull? Because I have bad DTs when I go off of it. Coffee ain't near as bad. I'll just be honest. I'm running on about 5 or 6 hours of sleep since Sunday. But I'm here tonight because of him. It all goes back to Christ tonight, church. He said, world without, it ought not, hey, it don't matter if we're tired when we come in the church house. It ought to be a place where we can let down our hair and praise God, go to meeting every time we come in it. Because if we got what we deserved, we'd be in hell with our back broke. But we're sitting in here tonight, saved by the grace of God. The parking lot's full of nice vehicles. Every one of us is in pretty good health. I say this tonight, God's been good, and it's high time that we get off of Complaint Avenue and over on Hallelujah Boulevard because of the mercies of God. Amen. Amen. God's glory is ageless tonight. It's ageless tonight. It will continue. His greatness is abundant. Oh, yes. His gift is amazing. I'm still amazed at what God... I'm amazed. Look around. Look around. Look at what God's doing. Miss Tina, will you come start playing softly? Look at what God's doing. Man, church, we just sent $4,000 more to Albania to help another missionary, another church plant over there. It isn't just what's happening right here. Today, men from our church was in the jail preaching and ladies was in there teaching, and two people got saved down at the jailhouse. Look at the gift. It's amazing what God is doing. And his glory is ageless. They should never be a day that goes by and we don't give God glory. It was yesterday. My days is run together. Me and Brother Mark was out here working. And there was a guy that was here on Monday working, and I got to talking to him. His name was Lynn. What's Lynn's last name? Weldon? Weddle? Weddle. Yeah. He needs to go get some of that coffee back there in my office, the way he's acting. Weddle. Lynn Weddle. And some of y'all may know him. Anyway, I was talking to Lynn and on Monday, and we got to talking about the Lord a little bit. And he told me where he went to church, told me he was saved. And, man, we just had a good conversation. Yesterday, we was out here, and he asked me, he said, "Where's that old Mark Gentry? Is he the one doing the plumbing?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "He is." I said, "Matter of fact, he'll be up here in just a minute." He said, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "He'll be up here in a minute." He said, "All right." He said, I'm gonna mess with him." I said, "Well, good." I said, "He needs to be messed with." I said, "His daughter-in-law ain't doing a good enough job. He needs to be messed with." Sure enough, he pulled up. Boy, Lynn and Mark, they just went at it. I thought they mad at each other for a minute. Lynn walked off, and Mark turned around and looked at me, and he said, "See that man right there?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "That's the man that won me to the Lord." I said, "That's a man that led me to God right there." You know, I thought about, man, what a blessing. What a blessing. I was glad that I got to meet him, and I was glad I got to talk to him. Today we was working out there, and he asked me, I don't know, it's probably 7:30, 8 o'clock. He said, "Where's Mark?" I said, "He's still in the bed probably." He said, "Call him and see if he's in the bed." I said, "Okay." So I just called him. I said, "Mark, Lynn said, are you still in the bed?" He said, "Yeah, I'm still laying in the bed." And just started, I knew he wasn't. Mark gets up. By the time most people gets up, Mark's already run 5 or 6 miles, and that's truth, and then started his day. So I was giving him a hard time. We hung up. Old Lynn got to crying, standing out there on the side of the building, telling me again about the morning he led Mark to the Lord. You know what? As we begin to think about that, I begin to think about this. Now unto him that is able. Now unto him that is able. Now unto him that is able. You know what? It was 2017, wasn't it, Brother Mark, when you got saved? 2017, God knew we was going to need to build a building in 2022. And you know what he done? He took an old plumber. I'm just being honest. He took an old plumber that was rough, and we all still rough. Somebody say amen right there. But he took an old plumber that was rough, and he saved him over yonder in Ararat. Because he knew in 2022 there's going to be a church up here that needed to be. Now unto he's amazing tonight. He's amazing what he does. Now unto him that is able. And when we look at what God's done, I'm telling you, every one of us sitting in here ought to be returning the glory to God for what he's done. It's not of us tonight. Every bit of it's him. And he deserves the glory. We don't deserve the glory. I've had 2 or 3 people say this to me, and I appreciate it. I don't mean this ugly. I'm not rebuking nobody. But I've had 2 or 3 people talk to me this week and said this: "Hey, preacher, I appreciate all the time you're putting into our church. I know for a fact that you're saving us a ton of money with everything that you've been trying to coordinate. And I just want you to know, I appreciate it. Hey, look, I thank you for saying the kind words, but it's because of him. It's because of him. It's nothing we've done. Now unto him that's able." And I just want to say this to you tonight. It's all because of him. It's all because of him. We're able to do what we do, but it's all because of him tonight. And if we ever get past that, let the glory be unto him by Christ Jesus. It's because of what Christ has done in our heart that we're able, Brother Dakota, to give him the glory. You shouldn't be where you're at tonight. You shouldn't, statistically, you should not be where you're at. Statistically, you should be in prison right now. That's where you should be. The raising that you had, you should be in prison, not going into prison preaching. You should be locked up in prison. You should have never finished high school. You should have been a dropout and a drug head. Now unto him that's able, though. and an old church fan came by and got you and brought you to church, and you got saved. God called you to preach and give you a godly wife. And now where you should be, you go to carrying the glorious gospel. Now unto Him that is able, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Amen. Father.